are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
Hello, how are you, my beautiful friends? Oh my goodness, I cannot believe this is the 100th episode. Wow. And especially after this week that I've had, let me tell you, it's been a roller coaster for me. And this week included a trip to the ER for someone I love dearly. Of course, all to add spice to life. Thankfully, everyone is okay, which is why I could now laugh about it a little bit. But it has been a true roller coaster this week. Anyway, all good for today. We're doing well. Let me start off by saying a humble thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am so appreciative that you have been hanging in there with me. And so thank you so much for that and for sharing the podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, this particular podcast, I am doing a compilation. Some of you, my lovely listeners, have told me that you've listened to some of the episodes multiple times. And so for this episode, I'm sharing a few clips of some of the most popular episodes and some of the ones you have shared that are your favorites. I hope you enjoy the clips, and I apologize if they're not perfect, but I subscribe to the school of B-minus work. I think Maria Forleo is the one that came up with that. But in any case, I subscribe to this B-minus work concept, particularly when you have had a week like mine. All good on the front lines. And I'm so happy to come to you this week. Let me tell you, even though I'm exhausted, I'm so happy. So each clip that I'm going to be sharing will have the title and episode number in case you want to go back and hear the full episode. I love you so much. So here we go. The first clip is the why many of us are in this struggle. So this episode is number 8, and it is titled Our Brains and Why We Overeat. And so these pieces of brain science to me are like puzzle pieces, right? And they're like a gold mine of information that when we piece them together, we can see the big picture and see why we're doing what we do. You are not alone in the struggle, not if I can help it. When I think of all of this, the motivational triad, the nucleus succumbing, the dopamine hits, you know, the insulin being blocking leptin and ghrelin from working, no wonder we're struggling. I want you to know that while our brain is doing all of this, there are some solutions. And the first one is just like one of my friends said to me recently, how she's interviewing her food. What is your food doing for you? And are you going to choose to stay with it or make some different decisions around the food? I propose that you make your decisions ahead of time of what you will do with this information. So let me recap this valuable information. Our brains are blocking us from losing weight. We are made to avoid pain, seek pleasure, and conserve energy, the motivational triad. When we eat too much sugar and flour over time, insulin will block leptin from working, which is the hormone that tells our brain to stop eating and get busy. Remember the motivational triad? It tells us that we have energy, and so get to work, go on a walk, or clean that room, etc. We also talked about the nucleus accumbens, which is what controls the downregulation of dopamine, the pleasure signal in our brains, and makes it a softer hit so that we can have more, and it tells us to have more dopamine, like more sugar and flour and other pleasure. Then we talked about the anterior cingulate cortex. That is a big piece of the willpower regeneration. And so all of this is very helpful information for when we're making our decisions. We know that being in awareness is key for our wellness, that meditation boosts willpower. We know that rest and sleep helps greatly in getting us back in sync. We also know that all of this takes time. So I ask you, what will you do with that time you're given? And will you give yourself the time to do this? I say, Make this the year that you focus laser sharp on your health and make the decision to love yourself in this process, no matter what. Think seriously about changing the food choices to bring your body back to wellness, and do not beat yourself up for any reason. Connect with your friends and support systems. You can do this. You can heal your brain and get your hormones back into alignment. You got this. It's your time. The next clip is from episode 99, From Reasons to Seasons. Now I want to talk about seasons. You see, I want to share a story about stories. I learned from one of my friends that came into my life for a season about the art of stories. You see, she had an amazing story. I used to work in the courts, and sometimes we would wait for hours for our turn to go in and argue or present our cases to the judges. And sometimes the clients were no-shows, so we waited and waited in the officers' rooms. And one of those days, this person shared the story, and it was the kind of story that novels should be written for. She was in a train accident as a little girl, and her mom passed away in the accident. And I believe, if I remember correctly, most of her siblings survived the train accident. She recounts how her mother threw her baby sibling over the seat to the back seat for safety. It was harrowing. And the details that followed of her story were just as harrowing. So the next week, I bought her a voice recorder so she could record that amazing story that I won't recount in detail today, only to say that my relationship with her was for a season in my life, and I will treasure her storytelling because she had so many. I learned from her that a good story is what brings spice to life and what brings it all home. I have one last story on this idea of people peopling our lives for a season and looking for that closure then or later. Here's what I mean. I had a boss who was very demanding. And you see, that was my thought at the time. My relationship with this boss was that she hated me. She worked me 12-hour days, 6 days a week. Never mind all the work I had at home and my businesses, right? Never mind my small children or spouse left behind. And you see, that was my thoughts of the relationship at that time. And in retrospect, in hindsight, she taught me for the season the value of hard work and smart work, prioritizing your projects in a way that are valuable to you and to your employees. I learned about the value of life being 50-50, good and bad, fun and not so fun, hard and easy. And I learned above all that closure is not always tidy. But having peace of mind is so valuable when that season ends. And so I learned about closure when leaving, and not leaving angry or not running away, but looking forward and ahead. So many people that have come into our lives for a season, the 50-50 of life. Who were those people for you? Now, here's the thing. Here is the important piece to me of this episode. Is that people present how you present, how you show up, and yes, how you see them. When we can accept this truth, then we, our relationships, will skyrocket to a whole nother level. This one is episode 51, What the Heck is a Life Coach? I hope with this podcast to answer most of the questions you may have about life coaches. Let's start with the first and most obvious question. Let's define it. A life coach simply is someone who helps you to move your life from good to great, helping you to get unstuck. This existence of freedom and strength brings you the courage to trust in yourself, in your abilities, and more importantly, in your possibilities. That is what a life coach is to me. A life coach gets to the source of what is holding you back, the cause. And that is so key, because the eating, drinking, social media, etc., is a result of not looking and addressing the root of the issue. And then from there, once we address the cause, we pivot to find what your true intention is and move into possibility. Now, what does that mean to you? What goal weight do you want to be at? How do you want to feel about yourself? How do you want to act and be? Imagine a time when you felt that things were good, that you felt all right and confident. Well, that's it. That's what we look for and work towards, a process that we feel real, alive, and fulfilled. You know, I used to wish if I could just stop feeling like I'm running and never able to catch up. I wanted the pain and the hurts to stop because I felt that life was so unfair. In the sense that I wanted to eat normally, stop eating when I was full, and just eat normally without the crazy anxiety in my head. I wanted to eat what I wanted without the ramifications. I used to ask myself, why is it that when I went out to eat with someone, they could just eat normally? And there I was, obsessing over the food. You know, I know I'm not alone in this. I know that for some, it's the drinking or the overworking, over the stressors of the world on our shoulders. But what if the world was still the same, the pain still the same, the issue still there, and yet we thrived, living a huge life of love, abundance, and yes, pain, but above all, peace, full awareness of the mind. Just imagine living that fullness of life and feeling like you won the lottery of life. That's how I feel on most days. And yes, some days the pain, for reasons that are so real, so valid, the pain that comes with the meanings I make of life comes, and I don't regret to live into that pain too. So a life coach helps you find your peace and helps you move into unstoppable action. Action that will get you to that healthy body, mind, and spirit. A place where you are in full awareness. So for us on our project Weight Loss, what it looks like is working to move into the possibilities of where we want to be. I work with you, giving you real tools that you can easily use. You don't have to bring anything with you, but your commitment to yourself. Now, for me specifically, my goal is for you to find your true self and live into that truth so that you can evolve into the absolute best version of yourself. You see, we think that in order to get where we want to go, we need to dismiss or stop being who we are today. And it's the opposite. We need to be who we are and know who we truly are today to move towards where we want to go and be. This clip is from episode 64, Less Talk Fats. And I love the thought of not wanting to clutter my mind with all the things I should not have or don't want. Rather, what can I have and what do I want to have in my life? I want the good stuff, and I hope the best for you too. And I like having a little fun too in the process. So with that, I'm going to leave you this week with some avocado quotes from No Fuss Kitchen. What's life without some fun, right? All right. If life gives you avocados, make guacamole. Keep calm and eat avocados. You had me at avocados. If avocados are wrong, I don't want to be right. Oh, God, I love this sound pad. Wait, I said you're the good kind of fat. Our best lives are one avocado away. Now this one's mine. You can't make everyone happy. You're not an avocado. And this one reminds me of you're not everyone's peach boo. You're the avocado to my toast. The older you get, the better you get, unless you're an avocado. All you need is love and avocados.
This next one is from episode 41, Regrets.
Can you create satisfaction from the past? Can you think you did the best you could have done? No doubt I did the best I could with the knowledge and information and strength I had. Can you value the people around you as imperfect and be okay with that? And for me, can I love my imperfect self? Right? You can too. Can you learn to love your past imperfections as a badge that is getting you to where you want to be, a continuum? Could I write my thoughts of my past regrets? Can I see them and be in awareness of them? And here to me is the MVP emotion of your future self. And that is courage, being courageous. And I love this thought of courage because we sometimes feel that kindness and compassion for ourselves is treating ourselves to the food, to the drink, to the strolling endlessly on social media. But it's not. Kindness to your future self is doing the hard work you need to do today for that future self. And it's not easy. It takes courage to feel those tough, uncomfortable feelings like regret. The hard thing is feeling the emotion of regret, humiliation, shame, and not letting it take us to the cave to hide from ourselves. You are courageous. When you feel the emotions and work to think the thoughts that serve you so that you can do the hard things you need to do, that's where it's at, to get to where your future self wants you to be. Then when you do that, will come the feeling of being proud of yourself, which is the opposite of regret. Then there's the last. And I love leaving the best for last. And that is the person you are today. Will you ruminate in regret? Or will you live in gratitude? Gratitude is not a distraction from the regret or the past. It is a grounding of ourselves to today, to right now, to our present self. It helps us see our strengths, our successes, our abilities to overcome. It lives in possibility. This is why it's one of my favorite tools for our Project Weight Loss. Seek gratitude, not just for what you have or what you've accomplished, but for who you are. And last, but really first, the top episode that people have listened to is episode 20. And I have to say, it's one of my favorites too. Tamara Levitt, the Mindfulness Meister. So I was reading Tamara's bio, and she's so inspiring to me because it reminded me that as humans, we're so beautifully imperfect. And that's the way it should be. You know, Tamara tells her story that she had this idea since very young age of being a world-renowned singer, married with two babies and a cat named Babs, named after Barbara Streisand. And here's the thing. So many of us, we have these dreams and many times we don't act on them because it's so sensitive, that part in us. It's like that little kid in us that dreams the big dream and the possibility of not achieving it is so heavy for us. And so many of us, well, we just don't go there. And I, of course, am speaking for myself. I am number one on that list. Let me tell you, I had so many dreams and I set them aside. And, you know, it reminds me of Rudyard Kipling's poem titled If, that I had to memorize for my 8th grade graduation. So bear with me. I'll never forget it. One stanza of it reads, if you can make a heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. And you know, I can't tell you how many times I've thought about that stance. Risk it all and lose and never breathe a word about your loss. And what that last part means to me is this idea of no regrets, no blame. When things don't go as planned, no regrets. So beautiful, but so challenging. And so we just don't do it. Well, Tamara did it. She went for her big dream. So courageous. And with a heavy heart, she let it go after trying so hard. And to me, knowing that about her makes me admire and love her even more. So much value, so much courage. Tamara Levitt is originally from Canada. and is the head of mindfulness from the Calm app, a meditation app that I listen to for my meditation and that has partnerships with healthcare providers to provide a meditation mechanism for people. Tamara, in her youth, attended a magnet school for artists and worked hard to make it in her career and her dream. She worked as a musician and a voiceover actress. She shares that she struggled, like many of us have, with anxiety and family relationships. She had a strained relationship with her father, and she developed an eating disorder, writing in her biography that she struggled with anger management. She shared that she originally didn't believe in the idea of meditation, and yet she was introduced to it and has been meditating for years. She has recorded thousands of meditations and has a masterclass on gratitude in the Calm app that I highly recommend you listen to and that I will be talking about. The thing that's given her so much strength and grounding has been meditation, so much so that over time it would lead her to a 30-year passion, and I'm so grateful to her for her decisions because she has really helped me, and I'm sure she has helped thousands of many other people with her meditations. You know, there's a joke out there that she can secretly tell us to do anything and we'll do it because of her soft and calming voice and beautiful lessons, and I so agree. But seriously, she really has created a gold mine with her meditations. I've learned so much from them. I've learned new words from different languages. I've learned how to change my reactivity to my situations, my world. And I've learned so much about gratitude. So let's unpack it. I want to start with a few of her teachings on different words that I have learned from her. The first you may have heard of or will know what I'm talking about once I describe it. And that's kintsugi. In essence, kintsugi is about finding the beauty in our flaws. Kintsugi is the Japanese word for the artwork of binding pottery or artwork with precious metals and creating a beautiful new piece of art from the brokenness. She shares in her meditation how we're conditioned to think that when something is broke, it has no value. And she challenges us to think about our flaws differently, asking us to see our flaws as beautiful. And there's so much to this because to me, not only does it give us relief, but it gives us wings, gives us strength to see our flaws in this way, kintsugi in this way. She gives the example of how when a teacup breaks, the art of kintsugi embraces the brokenness. The pieces are mended together, highlighting the cracks rather than hiding them. A few years back, I was in a work meeting and someone brought up the term of being a broken human being as it pertained to how for some, the past has been very difficult as they see it. And the speaker at this meeting termed the notion of being broken as a person. And the room went into such an uproar over the concept of being broken. And it got me thinking of this concept of brokenness, broken homes, broken past, broken us. And you know, if it would have been the me of 10 years ago, I would have been pretty inflamed myself over the term, like almost everyone else in the room was, so upset over the idea of brokenness. And instantly, I thought of Tamara and her meditation on the word kintsugi. And as I mentioned earlier in her meditation, she explains how the Japanese word kintsugi is used to signify the joining of broken pottery with gold or other precious metals. And it creates a beautiful piece of artwork. And really, it's more of a philosophy of embracing our humanity, our brokenness, so to speak. And so hearing the debate and the comments about the term at this meeting, broken, this term broken, made me think that we sometimes spin things to make them so negative or so far from the intent. And I felt like what Tamara taught me through her meditation was not just a foreign term, but so much more than that. Because of her meditation of this new word for me, I got to see the speaker in a calm and understanding way. I was not inflamed or upset about his comments. I got him. And I understood where he was coming from. No problem here. And further, even now, I recall going into the fancy artisan shops and every once in a while coming across this broken art concept. And it makes me smile and it makes me grateful for my humanity, my brokenness. Such a shift in reactivity and perspective. So good.
And with that, I will close the show with the quote of the week for our 100th episode. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken, by Oscar Wilde. I love you so much. Have a great week, everyone.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.